mangueira na hora da minha despedida. Todo mundo chorou, todo mundo chorou. Foi pra mim a maior emoção da minha vida, pois sem mangueira o meu coração ficou em mangueira na hora da minha despedida. Todo mundo chorou, todo mundo chorou. Foi pra mim a maior emoção.
Good afternoon, Davis. Good afternoon, California, and good afternoon to wherever you're listening in from. This is KDVS 90.3 FM. This is supporting Freeform Radio for Northern California. This is Aggie Chat with Big Easy, of course. And right next to me, we have sports director extraordinaire.
Oh. Hi, I'm DJ DB Cooper.
Excited as usual. And we got two very special, very non-usual guests. In the studio with me is
DJ Avalanche.
On Wednesdays, alternating Wednesdays, 4:30 to 5, same time slot as this. And we have a new face to the studio. Who do we got?
Future DJ Moodster.
Welcome, future DJ Moodster. Welcome, DJ Avalanche, and thank you for being here, DJ DB Cooper. It is the 5th of December. It is going to be my last Aggie Chat of the calendar year, as I will be flying home to Guam to fight laser dolphins next Tuesday. But since it is the 5th of December, I have five trivia questions for my three contestants. Whoever gets the most right gets enshrined into the River Cat of Fame in the studio.
No one else got me.
If no one else got me, the River Cat that looks upon the studio got me. Let's get right into it. What combination of sports does Stewie Griffin use to rescue Brian Griffin from becoming a protein shake? Is it A, gymnastics and karate? Is it B, sword fighting and figure skating? Is it C, archery and skydiving? Or is it D, judo and synchronized swimming?
I'm gonna say A.
Okay. I'm also gonna have to lock in A for this one.
Could you repeat the answer B, please?
Sword fighting and figure skating.
I'm going to say that is the correct answer because Stewie, you know, he's a little.
DGDB Cooper, you are a one of one man, and you're the only one who got it incorrect.
Whoa.
Stewie uses a combination of gymnastics and karate called Gymkata, which he learned illegally prior in the episode.
There's got to be an episode where he figure skates.
He does figure skate in the episode where they go to the Winter Olympics, where Megan Griffin competes in... No, it's not Meg, it's Megatron, excuse me.
That's right.
Megatron Griffin competes in, I forget what it's called. We have a resident ski expert here. It's the sport where they like backcountry ski and then they have to use rifles to shoot targets. I forget what it's called.
Oh, biathlon?
Yeah, where Megan Griffin competes in a biathlon Megatron competes in the Winter Olympics. This one is a little bit more for DJ DB Cooper. Which Red Sox legend does Peter Griffin ask David Ortiz to carry like a baby when he and Lois attend Red Sox fantasy camp? Is it A, Dwight Evans? Is it B, Carl Ostrzemski? Is it C, Wade Boggs of Simpsons fame? Or is it D, Jim Rice?
I honestly have no idea. Let's get some thoughts on the mic.
Okay. So, I don't think it would be Dwight Evans, because I don't think Seth MacFarlane is tapped in like that. No offense. I don't think it's Wade Boggs, because I feel like Wade Boggs has too much, like, Yankees association. So, that leaves Yaz and Jim Rice. And of the two, I feel like Yaz is, like, the obvious answer, so I'm just going to go with Jim Rice.
I don't know what these names mean. I can say I'm not a baseball fan. I'm definitely not a Red Sox fan, but I like the name of Jim Rice, so I'm also going to lock in Jim Rice.
I don't know who any of these people are either, but...
Are you going to be a sheep following the crowd, or are you going to be a wolf with your own answer?
What was answer B?
You probably shouldn't be.
Kari Ostrzemski.
Yeah, that guy.
All three of you are incorrect. It was Wade Boggs. He was carried in order to show the physical difference in baseball players from the current era to the past era.
Okay. I mean, it's David Ortiz.
Yeah, I mean, it is Big Poppy. Shout out Big Poppy. In a random cutaway gag, Mike Tyson boxes a non-boxing celebrity. Who was this celebrity? Was it A, Meryl Streep of Devil Wears Prada and Sophie's Choice? Was it B, Broadway actress Carol Channing? Whoa. Carol Channing, excuse me. Was it C, newscaster Katie Couric? Or was it D, the Lindbergh baby?
Honestly, my guess is going to be Caitlyn Jenner.
I'm going to say it's Katie Couric.
Could I get a repeat on B and C?
So B was Broadway actress Carol Channing. And C, newscaster Katie Couric.
Actually, can I change my answer?
I'm going with B.
I'm also going with B. I was going to say that before DJ DB Cooper.
Well, I'm going to go Meryl Streep.
Two of you are correct. It was Carol Channing.
Real Family Guy heads know Seth MacFarlane loves Broadway.
Right now, score check. We are three questions in. DJ Avalanche at 2 points. DJ Moodster at... Wait, hold on. Oh, wait, no. DJ Avalanche is at 1 point. DJ Aww. Moodster is at 2 points. And DB Cooper is at 1 point. Which MLB team did Cleveland Brown make his major league debut with? Is it A, the Cleveland Guardians? And for reference, this episode was released in 2022. Was it B, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays? Was it C, the St. Louis Browns? Or was it D, the Toronto Blue Jays?
I have no idea.
I know so, the episode, but I can't remember the team.
Let me see. I like the Toronto Blue Jays. That sounds... It's an answer. Toronto Blue Jays. No.
You're saying it's specifically the St. Louis Browns. The same St. Louis Browns that are now the owner of the Dimsdale Dimmadome. I'm going to say it's the St. Louis Browns.
DJ Moodster, we still need your answer.
I have a gut feeling that's telling me to pick the Toronto Blue Jays, so I'm going to trust my gut here.
In a shocking turn, nobody has chosen the Cleveland team. And in a shocking turn, all three of you are correct in not choosing the Cleveland team. And two of you are correct. It was the Toronto Blue Jays. In this episode, Cleveland Brown escapes Cuba by playing baseball, excuse me.
I knew that part.
And he goes to the Toronto Blue Jays, but retires due to Toronto being too cold. That puts DJ Avalanche at 2 points, DJ Moodster in a league-leading 3 points, and DJ DB Cooper at 1 point. Now for a final question. Would you guys be interested in making this a little more interesting?
Yes.
Yeah.
For this last question, if we make it 2 points, DJ DB Cooper has a chance to tie, and I have a bonus question, just in case. Or we can cut the noise and make it a 3-point automatic win.
I like the lead I have here. I'm gonna go for the two-pointer. The two-pointer.
Okay. Yeah, I like the two-pointer.
I'm outvoted, so my opinion does not matter.
Oh.
American politics.
Yeah, no. You're...
The views presented outvoted. In this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California.
That's a great call for our last question, worth 2 points. Why does Glenn Quagmire retire from professional tennis? Is it A, both of his hands were accidentally cut off when opening tennis ball canisters? Was it B, a feral hog attack occurring during his match, resulting in a fear of tennis courts? Was it C, military service? Or D, unintentionally causing 9/11?
Can I get more information? What year did the episode that depicts this come out?
I think it was 2022. It was the same episode as the Cleveland Brown Toronto Blue Jays episode.
Oh, really?
Because that episode was three sports stories. It was Cleveland Brown playing baseball, Glenn Quagmire playing tennis, Peter Griffin boxing, and Jerome being a track and field athlete.
Yeah, the Cleveland story is the only one that got uploaded to YouTube Shorts, so.
I'm going to go with the hog attack.
I agree. I think it's the hog attack. But actually, if we're both correct, I still lose. So I have to make it different. I'm going to go with military service. Actually, no. I'm going to go with D.
I'm going to go lock in military service.
With three different answers. We have DJ Avalanche saying feral hogs. DJ Moodster saying military service, and DB Cooper saying 9/11. DJ DB Cooper in the crazy clutch. In that episode, it is implied that his final shot he ever took accidentally veered off course, hitting a plane, causing 9/11. They never explicitly state it, but it is heavily implied, which is why he retired from professional tennis. So now we are in a two-way tie. DJ Avalanche, DJ Mooster, you guys messed up. Should not have given that two-pointer. We have DJ Avalanche at 2, Mooster at 3, and DB Cooper tied at 3.
I'm still in. Either way, I would have lost that last round.
Let's get one last question to break this tie. Remember, this one I'm going to give you 3 answers, so each of you can pick a different answer, you know? No chance of a tie. What school does Chris Griffin debut his basketball career with? And bonus points if you can tell me what position he played. Was it A, the Martin Luther King Jr. High School Muscles? Was it B, the Buddy Cianci Jr. High School Dust Mites? Or was it C, the James Woods High School Cougars?
I have to say it's probably either A or C. Can we get information on when this episode was released?
I think this was season 3 or 4. This was pre-HD era. I think it was pre-cancellation too.
Okay, I'm gonna lock in answer A. I believe the James Wood High School renaming happened after, unless I'm mixing these up. And for that bonus point, I don't know a whole lot about basketball, but I'm gonna go point guard. Okay. Chris Griffin is giving me a point guard.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna say the Martin Luther King Jr. School.
Okay.
And he plays power forward.
Okay. I'm going to go with C, James Woods High School Cougars, and he plays small forward.
So DJ Avalanche, there's no shot of you winning this at this point. And the high school is never named Martin Luther King Jr. High School. There was an episode where Brian Griffin attempted to get it changed, but he never actually went through with it. It was renamed Adam West High School, not Martin Luther King. And Chris Griffin debuted his basketball career with the Buddy Cianci Junior High Dust Mites as a floor wiper.
This is an unbelievably messed up trick
not
question.
A position.
Listen, he was given a full uniform. He was given a position on the bench, and he was treated as a teammate by the basketball players. Ergo, he's a part of the team.
This is like in Diary of a Wimpy Kid, the last straw when they make Greg the Shag.
DJ DB Cooper throwing out a crazy Diary of a Wimpy Kid reference.
Only real ones know.
I will give one last question.
No.
Except I have to Google a list of people real quick.
Yeah.
No, I did not. This is like actually, I swear this is just on the fly. Hold on. We're going to change gears with The Simpsons. Simpson, Homer,
if I can name every Homer at the bat player, can I win?
Well, it's in front of us right now, so.
I'm not looking.
Okay.
Little known fact that Big Easy nor anyone else in the studio knows, I was obsessed with The Simpsons in fourth grade. I watched however many seasons were released up until that point, I'd watched them probably 3 times over. However, fourth grade was a long time ago, so that knowledge might be gone. But
all right, we have pulled up a list of baseball players from the episode Homer at Bat, one of my favorites of all time.
Agreed.
We're looking at Roger Clemens, Wade Boggs.
Wait. Can I try to guess them all?
DJ DB Cooper's gonna try to guess all of them.
Okay, I'm not looking. Where's the microphone, bro? I can't see.
Thank you, bro. Okay, at catcher you have Mike Socha. At second base you have Steve Sachs. At shortstop you have Ozzie Smith. Third base you have Wade Boggs. In the outfield you have Ken Griffey Jr., Daryl Strawberry, Jose Canseco, and pitching you have Roger Clemens. And at first base, Oh, at first base you have... Why don't I have this one, bro? Okay, so hang on. What misfortunes do they all suffer from? So Mike Socha gets radiation poisoning. Ozzie Smith goes to the Springfield mystery spot and disappears forever. Wade Boggs gets in a bar fight with Barney. Steve Sachs gets arrested for every murder ever committed. Jose Canseco has to pick up stuff from a burning building. Ken Griffey Jr. gets gigantism. Daryl Strawberry is fine. Roger Clemens becomes a chicken. And who's the other one? Why can't I remember who played first base? Oh my God. Is it? I have no idea. Todd Helton. That's wrong, but I don't know.
Don
Mattingly was the missing player. Yeah, well, the thing is, my question was, which player? Actually, you know what? Let's see what happens. Oh, actually, no, that doesn't work. My question
gets kicked off the team because
no, my question was gonna be, which player gets jeered at by Lisa and Bart in the stands?
Oh, well, I know.
Yeah, I figured you'd know. Let me see. What's one last piece of Family Guy trivia I can think up? Oh, right. Okay. So, which sport was the topic of the movie that drove Peter and his friends to visit Vladimir Putin in Russia? This is not going to be multiple choice. This is going to be free response. Which sport was the topic of the movie that drove Peter Griffin and his friends to travel to Russia to meet Vladimir Putin?
My gut is telling me curling. I don't know if that's a Russian sport, but it feels like it would be. I'm going to say curling.
So after DJ Moodster gave their answer, I will put out, this movie was very topical about relations between the U.S. and Russia.
Hockey.
I'm going to say it was figure skating and the movie was Blaze of Glory.
Can I change my answer? I forgot that this is about a movie. I'm going to say skiing.
Skiing?
Oh, man, you guys are really making me work here. It was none of the above. It was boxing. It was Rocky because they made... Who did Rocky fight again?
Apollo Creed?
No, not Apollo Creed.
No, not Creed.
It was the other... from the first one. But, yeah, the Russian edit made the Russian boxer beat Rocky in the first round, which is why he even went to Russia. All right. Okay, we're going to think of one last...
No. Oh, my God.
This game needs to end somehow. Oh, all right. Very last question. Which NFL team does Peter Griffin debut his football career as a Patriot with?
What team?
So,
didn't you just tell us the team?
No. Which team does he play against in his debut as a Patriot?
Can we get a division?
No, you may not.
I don't know. Patriots. We're going to say he debuted against the Tennessee Titans.
I'm going to go division rival, Buffalo Bills.
I'm going to go another division rival, the Miami Dolphins.
Shout out Miami.
I'm just going to say it. I'm going to give you guys one last shot.
Is it the Jets?
It is the NFC East.
NFC East. Who's in the NFC?
This game's got to end somehow.
Wait. Oh, I don't know all the teams in the NFC East. Hang on. It's got to be, Minnesota Vikings? That's the NFC East,
come
isn't
on,
it?
Bro.
That's North.
I'm going to go with the Eagles.
So for reference, it is Philadelphia, Dallas, Washington,
Dallas.
And New York.
Okay, Cowboys.
I'm going to go New York.
Is it? Please don't.
I'm going to let the game end here. It was the Washington football franchise. This has been... like an unfortunate series of just miss after miss after miss after miss. Oh, man.
I think DJ Moodster should get this win. I had the I did have the league lead the longest out of all of us here.
I agree.
I think we got two.
I kind of metagamed the last question.
You did metagame it, but also you were given that last one kind of by your other two opponents. So that's, you know, that's not really your fault.
Oh man.
I think the game needs a champion.
This game does need a champion.
I think
So the first person who can tell me, let's see.
We're gonna go Family Guy for Family Guy.
We're going. Oh man. Okay. I'm trying to think. Okay. Last question. What sport does Lois Griffin unintentionally get roped into by Peter? Is it A, boxing?
Boxing. It's
is
boxing.
It B, figure skating? Or is it C, chicken fighting?
I'm going to say I feel like I've seen this episode. I feel like it has to be boxing.
You're right. It's boxing.
Figure skating.
We're just gonna let it be a two-way tie. This has been. Huh?
You got it first.
Okay, you know what?
I did get it.
DJ Moodster, first ever appearance on Aggie Chat. We're giving him the win. Ooh. Congratulations to DJ Moodster.
Glad to be here.
Hard as they tried to throw, giving DJ DB Cooper the extra points, they still pulled it out. We're gonna end a little bit early. Stick around if you so please for Radio Informar. Thank you to the Aggie Chat fans for listening to me yap on air this entire quarter. It's been a great quarter. See you guys next quarter, or not. Big shout out DJ DB Cooper, big shout out DJ Avalanche, and big shout out DJ Moodster, and big shout out to Radio Informar. Stick around if you so please. We've just been reminded, yep. We gotta go out the way we always do. We're gonna go three.
No, that's not what you do.
Yeah, we do.
That is what we do.
So when you count down for this.
You know, right. Okay, fine. Let's not count down. Fine. Four. Let's go.
Aggie, chat!
The following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. Good afternoon, listeners. My name is Francisco Dominguez. Very happy to be here today. It's December the 5th, and we have a very nice show today. We have a guest. She's calling in, actually from Atlanta, Georgia, and her name is America Garcia Grewal, and she's from Eagle Pass, Texas. And we're going to be talking about the U.S.-Mexican border today and the militarization of the border. There's been it's very sad times on the border right now, you know, because of what's happening inland, you know, in our country and at the border. So she'll be calling in any minute, and I'm going to start us off with some music. We got some Ruben Blades queued up. Ojos. Well, let's see. Yeah, he's coming on right now, and we're going to play No Te Duermas, Ruben Blades, y Seis del Solar, one of the great bands, Latin jazz bands, in our history. Okay, we'll be right back. Thank you for tuning in to Radio Informar, KDVS Public Affairs, 90.3 FM, and KDVS.org. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Mordiendo tu angustia.